FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251 BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Heavy rain is drenching the Hollywood Hills and other parts of Southern California, creating life-threatening conditions. LA Mayor Karen Bass.
This storm is a serious weather event. This has the potential to be a historic storm.
Flooding is widespread. There are mudslides in and out of Malibu. More than 590,000 customers have no power, and it could get much worse. CBS's Elise Preston is in Ventura County.
The rain in Southern California is expected to fall through Tuesday. Keep in mind the ground is already saturated here because this is the second storm in just a matter of days.
Just after the U.S. warned of possible new strikes on Iran-backed targets, there's been another attack on a base housing U.S. troops in Syria. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
This latest attack killed six Kurdish fighters working with U.S. troops in eastern Syria. It's the most significant attack since the U.S. launched retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militias in the region.
They're ramping up police presence in Dearborn, Michigan. Mayor Abdullah Hamoud blames a Wall Street Journal opinion piece on Friday. The title, Welcome to Dearborn, America's Jihad Capital. The U.S. Senate has unveiled legislation that would provide more aid to Israel, Gaza, and Ukraine, and enhance security at the southern border. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill has so many important things for America, for our national security, and for our well-being in this country.
The lowdown on last night's Grammy Awards on CBS from correspondent Matt Piper.
Taylor Swift won Album of the Year for a record fourth time, but in an earlier acceptance speech for Best Pop Vocal Album, announced a new album.
A secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years comes out April 19th. I can buy
myself flowers. Miley Cyrus won her first ever Grammy, two of them for her song Flowers.
This award is amazing. But I really hope that it doesn't change anything because my life was beautiful yesterday.
It wasn't about the winners, but the performances for some fans. Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs duetted on her 1988 hit. Billy Joel performed his first new song in 17 years. Joni Mitchell recovered from an aneurysm 9 years ago, sang at the Grammys for the very first time.
They rain and they snow on everyone.
She won an award for Best Folk Album.
So many things.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Jazz 123-108. Doc Rivers says the team found open shots. They just couldn't score against the Jazz.
I thought when they went big early, we rushed. That's why I called the timeout. So guys, just settle down. We're going to get every shot we want. And we did. We just couldn't make any of them. And the more we missed, the bigger they got.
The Bucks take on the Suns in Phoenix tomorrow night. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin loses to Purdue 75-69 before a sold-out audience at the Kohl Center. Greg starting guard on coming up short again to the number two ranked Boilermakers.
Competition at its highest level is very rewarding. It can be very painful, as today is, but it's rewarding. And now, you know, we got to get better before we get to mid-March and see him again.
NFL Packers defensive coaching staff has been told they are free to interview with other teams after hiring a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. So defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery, who's been with the team since 2015, will interview with the New England Patriots. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy dense fog and freezing fog this morning, then eventually becoming partly cloudy into this afternoon. Our high today, 39. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 31 tomorrow. Fog early, then sunshine with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 35.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Just bought a new cell phone. Bought a new cell phone, which means a new version should be released very shortly. I never time it right. Whenever I buy a phone, the next week, people are like, oh, yeah, they released a new version. The one you bought is now free. And these phones are not cheap. We've become numb to the price of these cell phones. Like, well, that's how much I spent on my engagement ring. There's pressure to get a new phone, right? There's that manufactured old phone shame. We've all been there. You're like, I got the iPhone 7. What a loser. Where'd you get that? The Smithsonian? Does the camera on that phone use film? That's the only thing they improve on the phone, is the camera, right? And then they try and convince us we need the new phone. They're like, oh, this new phone's unbelievable. It's got four lenses, 5 million megapixels. You can shoot a feature film. I just need to text my wife.
And 708 at WRJN Radio. A special thank you to Ted Ayland for pinching in right there at the last minute last night when I called him on a Sunday night for WRJN Historical Marker number 3. And we will do the Terry Bond Historical Marker coming up. We'll reschedule with his wife, Linda Bond. She had a tragedy in the family, and we want to make sure she takes care of her family and everything and doesn't worry about us. We'll reschedule. 708 WRJN Radio. We've got some tickets to give away to Lauren Daigle this hour. She's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. We'll tell you about a brand new contest we have for Valentine's Day. Yes, that's coming up. But first, we have news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Waddles watching our news center this morning. A freezing fog advisory runs through midday today. The National Weather Service says it impacts the entire southeastern Wisconsin area and warns of reduced visibility ranging from 1/4 to 1/2 mile. It's also the potential for freezing fog to cause slick conditions on roads. I never heard of freezing fog before. We're going to find out what it's like today, I guess. There were no major injuries, and traffic on the interstate came to a stop after a semi flipped over last night in Racine County. The sheriff's office says the semi tipped and was leaking fluids. It was southbound traffic coming to a stop for several hours. A statement says there was no life-threatening injuries, and more information will come out today. Attempted homicide charges in Kenosha County have been filed for a 19-year-old man that allegedly stabbed two others on Friday. A 20-year-old woman and a 39-year-old man sustained multiple wounds, and both are expected to be okay. The incident took place after police responded to a weapons call at a home on 24th Street near 22nd Avenue early Friday. Police say the man reportedly had intentions to harm the entire family. Two Lake County communities have passed ordinances to prohibit buses from dropping off migrants without prior approval. Gurney and Vernon Hills officials say they impounded buses that violate the regulation. Leaders say they passed the unscheduled bus stops ordinance in response to developing migrant crisis. The ordinance requires bus companies to apply for permission to provide detailed passenger information and submit a plan for the care and housing of passengers. Stuart J. Waddles watching our news today. He'll have updates throughout the entire day here on WRJN Radio. There was something I had to tell you before. Oh, and I forgot what it was now. I was thinking it during Ted Ayland, and I said, don't forget as soon as I get back after 7 o'clock. Oh, and I forgot what it was. Earlier this week, Britney Spears posted an apology to anyone who was hurt by what she wrote in her memoir. It's pretty clear that Justin Timberlake was the intended recipient. Justin took what appeared to be a shot at Britney during the show the other night. So Britney basically took back the apology she issued him earlier this week. And the soap opera will continue on, I guess. Unholy idea? Well, maybe. Philadelphia Cream Cheese partnered with bagel shops in five cities to sell bagels without holes for a limited time. It's just a marketing stunt. The idea was there's more room for cream cheese. I never knew why there was a hole in the bagel to begin with. Why did they do that? They could have given us more bagel without that hole in the middle. Same thing with a donut. Why did they put a hole in the donut? Why don't we just have the big donut without the hole in it? That would be nice. If you show up at the ER and had time to grab this stuff, was it really an emergency? Someone on Reddit asked doctors to name the weirdest things they've seen patients bring with them to the emergency room. One person brought lots of animals, including all living animals, by the way, a turtle, a rabbit, a helper monkey, a flying squirrel, an emotional support duck, and a live chicken because they didn't want to leave it in the hot car. Somebody brought in a half-eaten raw chicken. They wanted the doctor to test to see if it was raw or not. Somebody brought their own thermometer. When the nurse took their temperature, they wanted to double-check their work, brought a backup. A suitcase full of French toast. The surgeon said it was dry-looking, but it smelled good. A half-eaten can of beans because the patient wanted to finish them. And Christmas lights, so they can string them up above their bed in the emergency room and give that, you know, holiday feeling to the emergency room just before they gutted them like a fish, I guess. Anyway, that's what they brought to the emergency room. Cops stopped a guy when they saw him running with a refrigerator strapped to his back. Turns out he wasn't really stealing it. He was training for a marathon to raise money and support a buddy with diabetes. He's trying to break the record for the fastest marathon while carrying a household appliance. If it was me, I probably would have started off with a blender and worked my way up to a refrigerator. Odd but true, during World War II, Japanese soldiers would taunt American soldiers during battles by yelling insults about Babe Ruth. Like, to heck with Babe Ruth. I don't know about you, that would tick me off and I'd fight harder if I heard that. A guy found a Walt Disney World ticket booklet from 1978. Originally worth $8, he traveled to Orlando to see if it would work. He was able to exchange it recently for a one-day ticket. Lesson learned, don't throw those things out, I guess, huh? People are getting Spotify tattoos, which are scannable codes that link to a particular song on Spotify. There are some drawbacks. For one, the codes may not work after the ink and skin have aged a bit. Also, there's the possibility that Spotify shifts away from supporting the codes at some point. They may go away from the codes, but you will be stuck with that code forever. A three-year-old boy somehow climbed into one of those claw machine games. We've heard about that before. The boy's father did not use the claw to get him out. The police came and carefully broke the glass and helped him out. The boy was fine. I mean, aren't you watching that kid? I mean, weren't you keeping an eye on him? How did he crawl into the claw machine? Nobody around to watch that? Showbiz news. Are you ready? Catherine O'Hara once got in trouble for snooping in the Pope's closet during a tour of the Vatican. Really? That's got to be embarrassing. And you went into his bedroom to get into his closet? I didn't know they give tours that, you know, that intense in the Vatican. Suits is getting a spinoff called Suits LA. It'll focus on a new group of characters should be ready for the 24-25 season. People streamed more than 57 billion minutes of the original series last year. Suits, isn't that the series with Meghan Markle? Wasn't she part of that show? Brad Pitt reportedly doing a Quentin Tarantino film. Quentin Tarantino's final movie. Really? He's given up directing, huh? This one's called The Movie Critic. Last time Brad Pitt was in a Quentin Tarantino film, he won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. That was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Tim Burton shared a teaser poster for the Beetlejuice sequel, which is called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. It's theaters in September. He also is set to remake the B-movie, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. That came out in 1958. I used to watch that on Chiller Theater all the time. And we lost another actor. He was 97 years old when he passed away. His name was Don Murray. He's not a household actor's name, but you've seen him in movies before, especially in the 1960s. He was also in a lot of TV shows, too. He was a quiet actor, always played quiet roles. His big one was Bus Stop. He was in that. He was in a movie called The Hoodlum Priest. And one of my favorite movies of the 60s, Baby the Rain Must Fall, with Steve McQueen and Lee Remick. Don Murray was third billed in the movie. He passed away at 97. Very quiet actor, but always good in everything he did. He always played that role really well. Don Murray. We've been losing a lot of actors. Of course, lost Carl Weathers the other day. He's the Apollo Creed from the Rocky movies. He was also in a ton of other movies, too, as well. But we lost him. A couple in Los Angeles cleaning out their parents' basement found at least 1 million pennies in a crawl space. That's $10,000. There's one problem, though. No banks will cash those pennies. 1 million pennies. I wonder why they won't do it. It's money, isn't it? Well, they have a rule. You can't cash pennies at a bank. You have $10,000 in pennies and can't do a thing with them. I guess you can roll them, right? Remember on Seinfeld when George Costanza had all these pennies and they said, well, we can't accept them unless you put them in rolls. He said, what am I supposed to do? Quit my job and roll these pennies? All right. Poll asked, would you rather be 30% smarter or 90% more attractive? What do you think people chose? More than half. 53% chose the attractiveness. 46% of people went with the smarts. I think the attractiveness people need the smarts. Really? You'd rather be better looking than smart? Huh. That's not good. If you're going out on the first date, there's a new report for the worst colors to wear on a first date. Here you go. Brown. Brown makes you appear unadventurous and unwilling to take risks. Gray makes you appear unapproachable. Bright colors can make you appear too flashy, like you're trying too hard. Yellow, the color of caution. Too much black. Black is generally a good choice, but don't look too goth. Wearing all black makes you seem morbid. So what color should you wear? They didn't say, other than to encourage you to wear a color that reflects your personality and makes you feel confident. I would never look good in yellow clothing. It just wouldn't do anything for me. Nope. Hey, guess who's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair? CCM pop star Lauren Daigle. She's going to be on stage Friday, August 9th at the Wisconsin State Fair. Her soulful music has amassed 1 billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows all around the world. She'll perform hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale right now at WIStateFair.com. WIStateFair.com. And I've got tickets for you right now. You want a pair of tickets to see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair August 9th? Give me a call. Phone lines are open. 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Lauren Daigle. Phone lines are open now. Your big chance to get in. One more time. I'm going to try to get the right number. 262-634-9756. All right. We got to clear a bunch of phone lines now, so give a call. You got 719 at WRJN Civic Media, Hometown Radio, Refreshed.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a renewed effort underway to save historic buildings across Racine County. The nonprofit Preservation Racine is behind the mission.
We have a mission to identify and actively encourage the preservation of buildings, sites, and districts in the Racine County area.
Pippin Michelli with Preservation Racine. Michelli says the group is starting to list homes and businesses that deserve preservation consideration.
If we're not watchful, no one makes a decision about these things, and they get lost or ruined for new developments.
Preservation Racine is also looking to add more volunteers to support the effort. You can find more information, including meeting times, at preservationracine.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio, cloudy with a chance of sprinkles throughout the day today, highs near 39. Cloudy, lows around 31 tonight, partly sunny with a high near 43 tomorrow. Right now, it's cloudy and 34 degrees in Racine, and thanks for joining me. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for being with us here every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Want to hear something gross? This is an odd but true segment. Before, water fountains were used for people to drink water in public. People used to drink from something called the common cup, which was a shared and very unhygienic cup or ladle-type spoon attached to a string. Hey, who's drinking that stuff? People can't be this gullible. There was a scam happening in Missouri where homeowners were being sent fake notices saying 550 buffalo were being shipped to their home in the middle of the night. Of course it was bogus. Not even feasible. People believe them. I guess you had to give them money, huh? If you're hoping that Netflix crackdown on password sharing was going to blow up in their faces, I have some bad news for you. Netflix crackdown on password sharing led to a boom in new subscriptions. They also saw an increase in cancellations, but the new signups more than made up for the cancellations. Walgreens debuted a new store design in Chicago not too long ago. Almost everything now is stored in the back. You have to order what you want from kiosks. The employees then fetch it for you. They say it has nothing to do with rampant shoplifting. It's just an enhanced digital experience for convenience. See, I like to peruse the shelves because I don't know what I want. I'll go look at, like, different types of things and say, no, yeah. And if I have to get an employee fetching it for me, it's not going to look good. Do they still, when you go buy shoes, and see, when I buy shoes, you pick out your own shoes. They're on a shelf. Used to be the guy used to come measure your foot and went to the back room and got you what you wanted, then got another pair until you decided what you wanted. Are there any more shoe stores that do that? Where they actually have people come out and measure your feet and bring the shoes from the back room? I can't remember the last time I saw that. When I was a kid, I saw it. My mom used to take me to the Stride Rite store to get me shoes. And the guy used to come with that shoe measurer. Then if it didn't fit right, it hurt, he brought it to the back room and did a stretching thing on it. Yeah, right. He used a broom handle, I'm sure. But I haven't seen anything like that where people come out and measure your feet. Now you just go and pick out your own shoes, see what fits, and put them back on the shelf, and that's it. If you're driving right now, you probably have dealt with at least one of these things in the last 5 minutes. You ready? People ask people to rank the most annoying things other drivers do on the road. You ready? Here you go. Number one, when someone cuts you off and then drives slower than you were going. When they won't let you merge
That bothers me. When you put on your blinker to come in, they speed up and won't let you in. That's just mean. When people drive too slow in the fast lane, people who don't dim their brights and blind you, tailgating happens to me every morning on the way in. Every single morning I'm being tailgated. Every morning. Do I sound angry about it? When people don't use their turn signals, two cars driving side by side at the same speed so you can't pass them. When you're waiting for an exit and someone drives to the front to cut in line. Oh, I used to drive, it used to drive me crazy. When I used to drive the interstate sometimes coming to work and people were doing that. You know, there was construction and they used to drive to the front of the first barrel just to get in. They knew you had to get, you know, blend in, but they didn't want to blend in. They wanted to go to the front of the line. It used to drive me nuts. But people aren't paying attention because they're staring at their cell phones. And when somebody honks at you to go, and there are 10 cars in front of you, that happens all the time to me. I'm at a red light, and it's green, and we're not moving. They're beep, 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 beep. Excuse me. There's 6 cars in front. Even if it turns green, it takes about a second for the response to start. So there's an accordion effect. Yeah, I can add to this list. This is only 10. I could get this list up to 30 with no time at all. There's one way to make sure your employer feels your absence after they let you go. This 25-year-old person, sales and marketing pro, printed out a ton of images of herself, and there were speech bubbles where she'd be saying various things like she stuck them everywhere in the office to show that she never actually left. The best part is she numbered them and skipped some numbers, so when people were looking for them, like 1, 2, 5, they would say, there's 3 and 4 somewhere around here somewhere, but there was no 3 and 4. So your son and daughter getting married? The latest data shows the average wedding costs $29,000. Really? Basically, it's everything costs more than it did during the pandemic, except the groom's attire, which is, for whatever reason, 3% cheaper now than it was in 2019. Yeah, the pandemic prices kind of played havoc with everything. Odd but true, there's no documented case in history of a pirate ever leaving a treasure map. But we're still looking for it. Finally, want to spend your retirement years at this place? A guy was at a bus stop, and he saw an ad for the new senior care center called Skeleton Court. True, that's what it said. The place is really called Skelton Court, but it was a typo on the. Didn't anybody proofread that before they hung it up? You would think they would, huh? And we know that finding the right gift for Valentine's Day can be a challenge for some, and we'd hate for you to forget, so WRJN and Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine are teaming up to bring someone a prize-filled Valentine's Day celebration this year. Stop by Rasmussen Diamonds by Monday, February 12th, and register to win a fun Valentine's Day prize package that you can use anytime in the coming weeks. Of course, there'll be flowers from Bayside Garden Center, a 1-pound box of chocolates in a heart-shaped velvet box. Marcus Theaters is providing movie tickets and an endless popcorn bucket that you can use at Marcus Theater locations for a year. Dinner provided by Saz Estate House in Tosa. And, of course, a gift certificate from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine. Rasmussen Diamonds has been Racine's local jewelry store for over 120 years. It's only natural that they present this fun Valentine's giveaway. All you need to do is stop in Rasmussen Diamonds at 6220 Washington Avenue to enter by Monday, February 12th. That's 6220 Washington Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds. Enter by Monday, February 12th. And good luck from Rasmussen Diamonds and WRJN. Don't forget to register. This will get you in good with your partner on Valentine's Day. They're going to love you for this. Get him a nice gift for Valentine's. This is really nice. Rasmussen Diamonds, Marcus Theaters, chocolates, dinner. What more can you ask for? That sounds great. It's 728 at WRJN Radio. A random poll asked 7,000 people the last time a bee stung you. Do you think you deserved it? Was it justified? 49% of people said the sting was justified. 51% of people said it wasn't. The last time I got stung by a bee, I was living alone in a condo, and I was walking my Pomeranian, but I just let her out the door, and I held my arm out the door with the leash because I wasn't dressed, and a bee landed on my hand, and I'm watching him, and he bent over and boom, stung me, and I couldn't let go of the leash because the dog would run away, so I had to hold on and watch him sting me, and it hurt. and my hand swelled up with a big red mark on it. Yuck. 729 WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rosen. Cloudy, 34 degrees right now. Cloudy with sprinkles throughout the day today. Highs near 39.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
It doesn't always take acres and acres of ground to be a productive farmer. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Take, for example, the Hunger Task Force in Southeast Wisconsin. They battle food insecurities across the state, and now they're using their 208-acre farm in Franklin to try to address food insecurity on their own. Sarah Bressler is the farm manager of about 100 tillable acres they used in 2023 to grow some of the food they share with others. And despite the drought, it was a great year.
We were able to grow over 400,000 pounds with, like you said, those drought conditions. We had some record-breaking yields. Specifically, green beans grew over 23,000 pounds. Some of our other top-yielding crops that, you know, produced more than we actually projected were tomatoes. We grew over 15,000 pounds. Collard greens, which is the number one requested item in our food network sites, we grew over 20,000 pounds of those. Lettuce, over 15,000 pounds, and over 85,000 pounds of cabbage in 2023.
Sarah Bressler, the farm manager for the Hunger Task Force in Southeast Wisconsin, says they really rely on volunteers to make sure that farm is productive, including volunteer farmers. They're managing that 208-acre farm in Franklin, courtesy of a 30-year lease with Milwaukee County.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
You hear that? That's the sound of Dairyland Seed bringing the yield bigger and better than ever before. We're talking our best corn of all time, our strongest silage lineup ever, and the greatest soybeans in our history. We're talking a full lineup of seed proven to outperform the competition once again in independent head-to-head trials. See the performance data for yourself at showmetheyield.com. That's showmetheyield.com.
And we've got a holiday of sorts coming up this Friday, and Wisconsin's dairy industry hopes you plan to celebrate. Friday is National Pizza Day, and of course, a lot of those pizzas feature real Wisconsin cheese. Did you know over 3 billion pizzas are sold in the United States every year, and then add on another 1 billion frozen pizzas sold? That's a big deal. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Some patchy dense fog and freezing fog this morning, then eventually becoming partly cloudy into this afternoon. Our high today, 39. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 31. Tomorrow, fog early, then sunshine with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 35.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
I think a lot of the media outlets are irresponsible. It's all shock value. It's all ratings. Do you think they could stop putting these experts on the news with their doomsday scenarios of how the terrorists might attack us? Because you get the sense that they're coming up with ideas that these people haven't thought of themselves. Like, you know, Wolf, very few people know this, but there's actually an incredibly important atomic substation located right in Ocala, Florida. Now, it wouldn't be hard for them to find. I'll show you right here on the map exactly where it is. All it would take is a very small explosive charge placed in this exact spot right here. I mean, even a firecracker would do it, Wolf, or a bottle rocket. I mean, you could smear an Egg McMuffin right in this spot and it would do it. There's only one security guard there. His name's Bob, and he's a bit of a boozer. So imagine the havoc it would run.
And thanks for joining us here at WRJN. It's 7:37 on your Monday morning. Cloudy with sprinkles throughout the day today. Highs near 39. Something about frozen fog. I've never heard of that before. Up tomorrow morning in studio, Mark Hertzberg and Mike Frontier are going to be here. They're talking about a new Racine ice rink center they want to install and build, and they're going to bring their ideas to you right here on WRJN tomorrow morning. Coming up on Wednesday morning at 7, we're going to have Dwight Cannon in here. We took a trip down Route 66 in Illinois with him. He's the president of the Route 66 organization, We're going to finish that trip. We only got halfway through. I thought we'd get all through last time, but we only got halfway through, so we're going to finish that trip down Route 66. And this is something you could take with, it's just a weekend. Take a trip down the old Route 66. A lot of it's still there. Many of it's not there. But there are great sites all along Route 66 from here to California. But we're going to talk about Illinois. And maybe we'll do Missouri in the coming weeks, the next one. So that's Wednesday morning at 7. Thursday morning at 7, we're going to talk with Ian Anderson from the Racine Theatre Guild. Broadway blockbusters coming Thursday morning. We're going to play some of them for you. Some of the songs they're going to sing during Broadway blockbusters. It's next Saturday. I think it's the 10th. I have tickets for it. I have everything that goes on at the Racine Theatre Guild I get tickets for. And then on Friday, we're going to talk movies with Brett Hoffman, sports. Mike Clemens out in Las Vegas, the land of Viva. Viva Las Vegas, talking about the Super Bowl out there. So we've got a lot planned this week for you here at WRJN Radio. Don't forget to be here for it, all right? Hey, don't forget, too, are you planning or are your loved one facing serious illness? So if you or a loved one is facing a serious illness, feel better and worry less with Hospice Alliance's supportive care management. It's a special kind of care that helps manage symptoms to improve quality of life while providing guidance and support. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. And coming up this half hour, we'll give you one more chance this morning to win tickets for Lauren Daigle, contemporary Christian pop star, coming to the Racine Theater. Coming to the Wisconsin State Fair on Sunday. What is it? Friday, August 9th? What is going on with my brain this morning? Too many dates in there. Yeah, she's coming on Friday, August 9th. Tickets are on sale now at WIStateFair.com. But we're giving away tickets, so you can win a pair. One more pair we got your boy this morning. And that's it for today. That's coming up shortly for you right here at WRJN. It's 7:40. All right. For you fans of Gladys Kravitz, you know who Gladys Kravitz is? She was the nosy body on the TV show Bewitched. Remember, she was looking out the window, spying on her neighbors. A woman trying to eavesdrop on her neighbors got her head stuck in their gate. I mean, really stuck. It took 5 hours for emergency crews to get her free. That's a real Gladys Kravitz snoop. You get your heads. That's like the old Leave It to Beaver episode where Beaver got his head stuck. All right, got a quiz for you. Ready? This is a true or false quiz. Let's see how well you do on this. You have to guess whether or not these celebrities worked at chain restaurants growing up, okay? President Barack Obama worked at Baskin-Robbins. True or false? That's true. He worked at a Baskin-Robbins in Honolulu, Hawaii. He says it taught him about responsibility, hard work, and balancing a job with friends, family, and school, and probably what Rocky Road is made out of, too. Ozzy Osbourne worked at a Burger King. True or false? That's false. The first Burger King in England didn't open until 1977. He's already been singing for Black Sabbath for 9 years at that point. His first jobs were actually working as a plumber's assistant and at a slaughterhouse. Actress Ava Longoria, also a big producer now. Ava Longoria worked at Wendy's. True or false? Well, that's true. She worked at a Wendy's in Corpus Christi, Texas from 1991 to 1994. She went back and worked the drive-thru in 2008 to raise money for charity. Good for her. How about Gwen Stefani from No Doubt? Yeah, she worked at a Dairy Queen. True or false? That's true. She worked at a Dairy Queen with her brother Eric and their friend John Spence. It's where they formed the band No Doubt. Sadly, John passed away a year later. Eric eventually left for a career in animation and worked on the TV show The Simpsons. How about Bill Gates? He worked at an Arby's. True or false? That's false. He got his first job in high school as a computer programmer. But Jeff Bezos of Amazon flipped burgers at a McDonald's in Miami when he was 16 years old. He's now worth about $110 billion with a B dollars. I never worked in a fast food place. My daughter did. She worked at a Cousin Sub. My only job has been in radio. I sold real estate for a couple of months, but my only job has been in radio. I never had the great opportunity. I did work at a McDonald's for charity once. I had to do every job there for charity. I had to flip the burgers, which is really stressful, more than I thought. Also, I worked at, I did the window there at the McDonald's, took orders on the window. This is before it was all computerized. You know, we spoke into that thing. They actually had to come to the window and order. But I did that for charity one time. Never again. Very stressful. Here's some fun facts for you. We all know the first music video ever played on MTV. You know what it was? Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, right? But what is the most the most, what's I'm looking for? The music video that's played, been played the most times on MTV. That goes to Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. That video was played more than any other. How about this? The most common name for cities in the United States. What do you think it is? I thought it would be Springfield, because I know there were a ton of Springfields. But no, it's Fairview. Fairview. There are 273 cities named Fairview in the United States. And this is odd. The second most popular name for a city in the U.S. is Midway. 257 cities named Midway. Huh. An interior designer put out a list of things you should not have in your home once you turn 30 years old. Inflatable furniture, stuffed animals on your bed, plastic cups, plates, and silverware. I still use plastic cups, plates, and I don't use plastic silverware. We're lazy, so we don't have a dishwasher, so we use paper plates. We use the other plates sometimes, but mostly paper plates and plastic cups, and it's just easier. I don't throw them out all the time. Oh, I throw out the plates, but the cups I'll rinse once or twice. That's it. Old trophies. Now, my parents threw out all my old trophies. A super old mattress. Nope. We have new mattresses. And a shot glass as decor. You ever get those shot glasses you hang up, you put up on the shelf in your house? Nah. No, I don't have any of those. Never got a shot glass. What's something you secretly judge people for? Here are a few of the good answers we saw. People who use their speakerphone in public and play music loud. When someone's rude to the waiter or any fast food worker. Oversharing on social media, like putting every tiny problem in your life on the social media site. People who gossip, especially those that probably are gossiping about you too. People who leave their shopping carts in the middle of the parking lot. There's a guy who does videos. He's called the Cart Narc. C-A-R-T, like narcotics, Cart Narc. And what he does is he videotapes people in parking lots, supermarket parking lots, and they leave their carts somewhere. And he goes up to them with his camera and say, why don't you put this away? Why are you leaving it here? And he goes right up to them. And some of them put the carts away. They say, I am wrong. You're right. And some people say, you know, get out of my way. And they just don't care. They'll just leave the carts there. And they put it in back of other people's cars, which I can't understand. So somebody's going to have to eventually move it. The Cart Narc. Check him out on the online. How about when people say, I don't like animals. Not wanting a pet is fine, but not liking animals in general? Really? And you put your turn signal on, and somehow in the next lane, you speed up to block you from merging. Yeah, I don't like that either. You ever had a song stuck in your head? I do all the time. And while I'm sleeping at night, it's stuck in my head and it wakes me up. All right. You ever wake up the next day, it's still stuck in your head? I do. A new study found it's fairly common. It might be affecting your sleep. Scientists at Baylor found that when you go to bed with a song in your head, your brain keeps being triggered by it, even while you're sleeping. Yes, that's true. So the quality of your sleep suffers. Even sometimes get songs stuck in your head a lot. They say you might not want to listen to music at late night anymore or even right before you go to bed. It's not before I go to bed. No, it's nothing to do about going to bed. I just have it stuck in my head. And I hate to think about those songs because they just get stuck even more. Hey, WRGN, pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed 1 billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows around the world. She'll perform hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale now at wystatefair.com, wystatefair.com, or you can win a free pair of tickets right now. Give me a call if you haven't won a pair yet. 262-634-9756. I'm going to open the phone lines right now. There you go. Now they're open. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Give a call right now. Give me a pair of tickets. And let's see what we got here. Hi, what's your first name?
Amy.
Amy, you're not Amy Grant, are you? The singer? You're not. That's not you, right?
No, I'm not the singer at all.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't you, Amy. All right, Amy, hold on. We're going to get you tickets to go see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair Friday, August 9th. Sounds like a fun night, doesn't it?
It does so much. My sister loves her.
Okay, good. You taking your sister with you?
I will.
Okay, well, hold on the line then. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, don't go anywhere there, Amy. Amy, our latest winner of tickets to go see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair. We have one more pair of tickets we can give away, and that'll be tomorrow. All right? Be listening. 748 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station.
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Celine Dion, it's all coming back to me now. I feel bad, Celine. She's suffering from stiff person syndrome. Is that what I heard? They're doing a documentary on her. I feel bad for her. She's such a talent. I got to see her in concert at the Rosemont Theater in Chicago once. They brought a whole big bow of the Titanic on stage when she sang her theme song from the movie Titanic. My heart, what's the name of the song? My heart. Oh, I forgot what is the name of the song. I just saw it a few minutes ago. I was looking through some songs here when I was looking through her album. It's so hard to resist, and it's all coming back to me. All right, got some fun facts for you here at WRJN. Are you ready? The phrase hands down, you know where that comes from? It comes from horse racing. I didn't know that. If a jockey was so far in the lead he could drop his hands and loosen the reins, it meant that he was winning hands down. Who knew that? The Mona Lisa, stolen from the Louvre in Paris back in August of 1911, wasn't recovered until December of 1913. And that's what made the painting famous worldwide. And the people behind the Baby Ruth candy bar claimed that it was not named after Babe Ruth. It was named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth, the Baby Ruth. Now, she passed away from diphtheria 17 years before the candy bar came out, but they still named it after her, the Baby Ruth. Here are the top four triggers that make us check our cell phones. Ugh, I have got to go to some kind of therapist to put down my cell phone. I started leaving it in the bedroom when I'm watching TV or doing something else around the house, so I can't be bothered with it. But what do? I run in and check it to make sure nobody called. And most of my life, I lived without a cell phone. But now I can't live without it. I've become like, it's become a part of me. And I hate that fact. All right. Here's what makes us check our cell phones. Moments of boredom. Tedious and repetitive tasks. Socially awkward situations. And times you're expecting a message or notification to come through. Oh, I check it way too much. I got to stop that. All right, this came from the archives. We have, I keep archives here, from 2019 this came from. Pizza Hut at that time changed the recipe from its original pan pizza for the first time in 40 years. They say the new version took 3 years to develop, had a crispier crust, more flavorful sauce, and a better blend of cheese. I'm thinking new Coke here. When they changed new Coca-Cola. You know, whenever they make the change, they say, this is so much better now. So the stuff you were selling before was junk? Is that what you're trying to say? When they would say new and improved, my mother used to say, so you were selling me garbage before? When they say, this laundry detergent Tide is new and improved. It works better than ever. So the old stuff didn't work? Is that what you're trying to tell me? A family in England honored their dad's dying wish. He wanted to be buried with a bacon double cheeseburger from Burger King. So on the way to his funeral, they took the funeral procession through a Burger King drive-thru. They ordered the burger, put it on top of his coffin, and buried him with a bacon double cheeseburger. I don't have anything like that when I die. I really don't. There's nothing really that I... Well, I'm not going to have a funeral. I'm just going to be buried, but still. Some more fun facts. Target has its own forensic labs in Las Vegas and Minneapolis, where criminal justice experts and forensic scientists solve crimes that happen at Target. They also help real law enforcement agencies when they need extra manpower or facilities. Who knew that, huh? Remember in the 90s when there were all those cell phone numbers, those phone numbers where you can get cheaper long distance? They were called 1010-321 or 1010-220. Remember those? They still exist, by the way. You can use them. They're just higher rates now than they used to be. And when you get a kidney transplant, in most cases, your old kidneys are not removed. They just shove them over a little bit and they stay in your body. Really? The top issue with our car that we currently ignore, rattling sounds, bad brake. How many times do you hear your brakes squeak and say, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm not going to deal with that until I press on the brake, it doesn't stop, and I smash into another car. Then I'll deal with it. How about that check engine light? When my check engine light comes on, within seconds, I call the dealership. I'm coming in. But you don't have an appointment. I'm coming in. I don't care if I have an appointment or not. I'm coming in with that check engine light. 29% of people who had their check engine lights come on have ignored it for over a month. I remember once I was taking a cab ride, and the check engine light was on in the cab. And I said to the cab driver, is that your check engine light? He said, yeah, it's been on for a while now. Well, can we get it fixed so I don't get stuck in the middle of nowhere in your cab? I don't think he paid any attention to me. I guess people feel their check engine light means, just got to check it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, the check engine light's working. A woman who was given just 3 days to live when she was born. She just graduated college at age 25. So I guess the doctors were wrong. She actually lived a lot longer. You know, what's the old comedian joke? He says, my doctor gave me 6 months to live. Couldn't pay the bill, gave me another 6 months. You remember that old joke, right? Sounds like a Henny Youngman joke from the 1960s. Yeah, but it's still good. Guy from Pennsylvania fled the country back in 2011 to get away from his student loan debt. He's still living in the Ukraine from 2011 because he didn't want to pay his student loan. All right. The forecast, cloudy chance of sprinkles throughout the day today. They say frozen fog. I don't even know what that is, but they say it could happen today. Highs near 39, cloudy lows 31 tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 43. Right now, it's cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Don Rosen. Enjoy the rest of your day today, all right? We'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early, and we're talking Racine Ice Rink tomorrow. Yeah, that's tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Be here.
And sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.